Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you been ghosted? Probably. Probably a lot of us were ghosted before there was a name for ghosting, where somebody just disappears with no contact, like, well, that's done, but they didn't tell you. But now there's something called zombied, and I honestly don't know what that is. But I'm even without having any idea, I haven't taken one peek at it. I'll bet it's happened to all of us.
And I bet you've been one before, too.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could guess.
What's your guess?
Is that because we obviously ghosted is when there's just no contact and everything falls and you never hear from them again. Is this kind of like more of a slow burn where it's like it takes a long time to reply and then they're kind of like there's not much of a reply to it and it's just kind of like you're stringing them along a little?
Mm-mm, that's called the gentle breakup.
Oh, that's the gentle breakup. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The long kiss goodnight.
Yes.
All right.
This is different.
Okay. All right.
Let's see it.
Girl, you're being ghosted? I'm out here being zombied. It's like ghosting, but he comes back from the dead after a couple months and hits you up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That happens.
I have been a zombie. I have been zombied.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Both.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, I don't think I have. I don't think I've done that. Like, gone back after, like, usually if I make that decision, like, I'm done.
You've never hooked up with somebody after a breakup, Hot Wings? Man.
Once, but that was more of a mutual, like, this is fun today.
Oh, so you were both zombies to each other.
Yeah, I mean, so it was
a good way to go.
Yeah, it was a little bit, it was a little bit different. Yeah, it was a little bit different. But I don't think I've ever, like, gone, you know, well, boy, I broke up, but now I'm a little lonely, so I guess I'll call.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done that.
Yeah, when I was worried about my number, like how many people I had sex with, I'd call exes all the time. I'd be like, man, I'm bored. I want to get some.
So wait, you'd call exes so the number wouldn't go up?
Yeah. Duh. Y'all never did that? And then when I realized numbers don't matter, I was like, I can leave you in the past.
When I say no, I never did that, it's not because I think what you did is wrong. It's because you don't know how unlikely that was for me.
No.
Yeah.
No, I just have those options.
Yeah, sometimes when zombies pop back up, it's like, oh, this feels good. Because I remember when you broke up with me or whatever, and they pop back up and you're like, no, loser.
Yeah, does it have to be ghosted first?
Mm-mm, no, I think any kind of breakup and then like they resurface just to, hey, just wanted to check in and see how you're doing. That's a, hey, I'm horny and you're an easy target. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
When we moved to Omaha, a girl I dated for a while was definitely a ghost zombie. Because it was like she disappeared one day. Like, well, I guess she entered witness relocation. That's where I am. She doesn't want to be known to her family anymore. And then like 6 months later, I'd get home and there'd be, this is back answering machine, there'd be a blinking light and it'd be her. Hey, what are you doing? I'm going to run some errands. You want me to pick you up so you can go with me? I miss you. What just happened?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
This is confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with you. And then she talked a lot about how she slept at some dude's house in her underwear and she didn't know how she got there. Like, I don't think I'm comfortable with this. I am not nearly this open-minded.
Thanks for bringing me along.
Yeah.
This is good. I'll get moon pies.
This text, Kelly, what you're describing is female privilege, calling an ex to hook up with.
Yeah. I've had plenty of exes that are men and women call me to hook up with me because of the same reason.
Don't be defensive. Yeah, we guys, know women have all of the advantages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Guys never call girls to hook up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You know how many, what are you doing? WYD texts I've gotten at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Nothing yeah, with you. Yeah, you zombie. Go back to dead.
I think both genders go ahead and take advantage of the booty call sometimes.
Yeah, because when you're the zombie and you're reaching back out just because, you know, you want to get some, you really are shooting a shot in the dark, especially if you haven't followed them on social media or you don't regularly, like, see their stuff. You don't know if they're dating. They could have gotten married. So when you're being a zombie and then they hit you back with a, oh, I'm happily in a relationship, but it's good to hear from you. Woo! Mm-hmm. Well, I am ashamed of myself.
What do you think the longest someone went? With a zombie time between last connection and shooting their shot.
Oh, hell, 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's what class reunions used to be for.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, who knows?
Now they call it Facebook.
My college class reunion would be a graveyard for me. Zombies everywhere. Oh my God.
This one, I had an ex message me after she cheated on me. She disappeared for 2 years, then texted and acted like nothing had happened.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's playbook.
Yeah.
I'll just pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah, I had an ex who was super jealous and was a total D-bag. And like, once we broke up, we're cool now. But when we broke up, I didn't talk to him for like a year. And we ran into each other at a mutual friend's party. And then he texted like, man, it was so good to see you. And I just sent back a nope. No. Not at all. He was saved in my phone as a do not answer with like a couple knife emojis next to it. Yeah. So I knew like, no, don't answer this phone call. When that text popped up, I was like, I know exactly what you're doing. I had a guy zombie whenever Ross and I started dating. He was the one that I was all sad over when Hot Wings came over to help me hang pictures. And me and Hot Wings finished 3 bottles of wine, and Hot Wings listened to me cry about how much I hated being single.
That was
and
a fun. I enjoyed that night.
It was very.
I mean, even though it was a lot of therapy going on. It
Kelly
was
with crying.
Was
I loved
fun.
It. Yeah.
Kelly's crying club.
Yeah, nice. But Hot Wings and I were both like not newly single by any means, but single and dating, and he had just met his now girlfriend, so he was excited, and I was ready for that feeling again when you meet somebody who doesn't treat you like garbage. And that guy just kept blowing me off, and he'd talk me up and blow me off, and that's just a crappy feeling. It wasn't really anything against him. It was just like, I didn't want to feel that way. And then like 6 months later, he shot his shot again. And I just wrote him back because he was like, hey, I remember how cool you were about everything, and like, you were so nice and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I also remember how completely insincere you were.
Yeah.
So no thanks.
Yeah. I bet we're both still the same.
Yep, exactly. I showed it to Ross. I was so proud. I was like, look, somebody still wants me. That's awesome. No, loser.
Brian writes, my high school sweetheart just hit me up in the last few weeks asking if I wanted my hoodie back. It had been 16 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is pretty sus.
Yeah, when Ross's
I bet somebody's recently divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Ross's ex found out that we were together and then suddenly she needed so many things back. I was like, isn't that weird how that jacket she's left at your house for 3 years is suddenly relevant again? He was cracking up. He was like, yeah, I guess I didn't think about it like that. I'm like, we've all been there. Okay. I've had to go get a jacket before.
Yeah, there have been a couple of times where I wanted to reach out to people because I legitimately just wanted to go, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
And I go, I can't do that because that means something else.
Yeah.
Like, I just literally want to know, like, how's it going?
And
like,
you can't.
Hi.
You can't start it with, look, I wouldn't have sex with you if there was a gun to my head. Don't think there's anything to this.
I'm not.
But
actually,
I hope your family's well.
Yeah. But I always liked you. Yeah. I wonder how you are.
I am still not attracted to you enough to care about you in an emotional way.
But I also still don't want you to get in a car wreck and hit a tree.
Yeah. But I still care about you enough to know, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I never really liked you that much, but I'm curious. How's life?
Physically, you fell out of favor, but emotionally, I liked spending time.
Yes.
How are you?
Yeah. If you were a dude, we'd have been friends for a while.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't have been, and it'd have been fine.
Do you think it's been long enough that we can actually be friends now?
I don't want to, but I'm just curious.
Because I liked having sandwiches with you.
I didn't like watching your phone bags bounce around, but man, those sandwiches you made.
Yeah.
Well, it's very uplifting for everybody.
Yeah.
If You want to save time and money and you're a small business owner, then man, it can be tough. Stamps.com's been helping businesses like yours for more than 25 years. They've been helping businesses like yours, like ours. We've been using them for 13 years. All you need is a computer and a printer. They'll send you the scale. You have everything you need to get started. Need package pickup? Sure, no problem. Stamps.com, you can use their dashboard and schedule it easily. Running a business, not cheap. Stamps.com is there to help. Huge carrier discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. So saving you time and money.
Get access to the U.S. Postal Service and UPS services you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting, and no special equipment necessary. Sign up your business for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code FREEBEER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code FREEBEER.
Classic zombie move here from mid-Michigan out of Lansing. I reached out to get my VCR back. That was after Blu-rays existed. I didn't want her. I just wanted my VCR.
Well, sometimes you really do just want your stuff
back.
Hard
to find now. Hard to find.
How often am I going to watch The Little Mermaid on VHS?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Throw all these away?
I don't know why I went to Hot Wings.
I don't know either. Sorry, and I would rather
of
that
the people
hadn't
on
happened.
The show, who's most likely to miss their VCR
Hot Wings.
And still have tapes?
For sure, Hot Wings.
Yeah, but that would have been to play Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah. Not cool enough for Little Mermaid.
No,
I didn't record every single episode of Cheers for nothing on my VHS.
Absolutely.
I need some good normism.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.